If a person set aside before Yontif dark doves and he found white ones, levanum matzah shcharim, or he designated before Yontif white ones umatzah shcharim and he found dark ones. In order for a person to be able to handle a bird on Yontif, it has to be set aside so it's not muktzeh. It has to be set aside for shchita. And in this case, the Rav explains what's happening here. This is obvious, obviously, if he just set aside a white one and found a dark one or vice versa, that it's obviously not the one he set aside. We're dealing with where he actually set aside both a white one and a dark one, and they were in two different dovecotes. And we can think that perhaps they just switch places because they're pretty close to each other. But the Mishnah is going to tell us that this is going to be usser. Why? Because we're going to assume that it came from outside. Because there are many more doves that are flying around outside, and that's the concept called rov. The majority of doves in the area are not prepared, they're muktzah, versus karov, versus something that's closer by. Because when I look at each dove, let's say now I look at the white one in the same place that I prepared for the dark one, that I thought the dark one was here, now it's a white one, I may say, well, this white one, mistamed, came from the closer place, which was the dovecote that's 10 feet away. The Teretz is, we're going to see that this is usser, because when you have rov versus karov, rov wins. The Gemara seems to say it's not necessarily the case, because it could be that in this Mishnah, there was like a daf, like a plank that's sticking out, and all of the outside birds anyway would always come onto this plank. So it's not really rov, majority, versus karov, versus the concept of something closer by. Really, everything's closer by, because they all fly towards here anyway. Taisanta brings another reason, which is the Rambam, that the reason this is usser is because anything that's a suffik muchan, a suffik, whether or not this was designated, is usser. It sounds like that overrides other concepts of karov and things like that. Next case, shnaimu matzah shlosha. Let's say he designated two birds and then he found three. Asurim, this is also usser. Why is this usser too? Because two things possibly happened. Number one, it's possible that the two birds that I set aside flew away and these are three brand new birds. And then the other possibility is even if it's the same two birds that I set aside, and another one flew in here, that would asser all three of them if I don't know which ones were which. Why? We normally hold of rov, majority, and when we hold of rov, I would be able to take all three of them because of the concept of majority, because of rov. Rov is mevarer that all three of them are okay. So Taisa says, two reasons. One is that these are live animals, and we don't say rov by live animals. We're not mevatel things by live animals. Or, the second reason we don't say rov here is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because tomorrow they're all going to be mutter. So when tomorrow they're going to be mutter, we don't say rov. We don't mevatel the one that's usser into the other ones that are mutter if tomorrow they're all going to be mutter anyway. We don't say rov by that. Next case, shloshu matzah shnayim, but if he set aside three and then he found two, mutarim. Here we say it's mutter, because here we assume that one of the birds flew away, and the other two were part of the three that I originally designated. If you set aside the ones inside of the dovecote and you found them in front of it, on like the little board, it's usser, because we assume that it came from the outside, for the same reasons we said earlier. And if these are the only ones, then they're mutter. And the Gemara says we're dealing with baby doves that can't fly yet. And they will only travel within about 50 amas. They won't go further than that. And the other thing they won't do is even less than 50 amas. They always make sure they can see their origin of where they came from. If they have to turn a corner somewhere, they won't go that far. Even if it's much less than 50 amas. So if that's the case, then we know that these birds didn't come from the outside. And even the Rav explains, if you had another dovecote right nearby, but it had to turn a corner to get there, it's also going to be mutter.